Okay, today is Saturday, the 12th of September, 2020, at 7:30 a.m., and it is presently 51 degrees outside. This is a field report, and just sort of a general purpose recap. And now I don't remember what I was going to talk about. Oh yeah, now I remember. There's a trail near my house that used to be a railroad, and it turned into a King County Park Trail. And for a long time, it wasn't that popular. It wasn't used that much. I could go for a walk, and most of the time, I'd only see one or two people. I like to walk on the trail. It goes down from my house. It goes to through another housing development out to what used to be Old I-90. And I don't know the street name, but it's this road that goes from North Bend up to Ken's Truck Town truck stop and restaurant, or what used to be Ken's Truck Town. Now it's Travel Centers of America and Country Pride restaurant, and actually there's a Popeye's chicken restaurant up there too. Anyway, so when earlier this year, when the George Floyd riots started, and the riots, ensued across the United States and in Seattle, it actually came up here to the valley in the form of a Black Lives Matter protest march in Snoqualmie. And when that happened, I didn't know all the facts, but I did know that every time I saw a Black Lives Matter protest on the TV news, the words coming out of their mouth did not originate in heaven. They originated in hell. So that informed me greatly as to the nature of the Black Lives Matter movement. And when the protest happened up here, I realized that the only antidote against the spiritual aspect of Black Lives Matter and for the human element of Black Lives Matter was the love of Jesus. The love of Jesus destroys the works of the devil and saves mankind, both at the same time, simultaneously. And I knew that it was imperative that I somehow get the message of the love of Jesus up here in this valley. So I began as part of my walks of leaving business cards that say Jesus loves us. Now there's a history behind that, but I'll get into that a little later. So for the past several months, and actually not long after I realized that, I ordered some business cards from an online outfit and called Vistaprint.com, and that's where I got these cards, and they're the ones. At first I was making them myself, but that's kind of low quality, low budget, and expensive. The cards I got were really high quality and pretty inexpensive, and I like them a lot. I'm gonna have some more made here as soon as I get another payday coming. But so I've been distributing these cards wherever I can, and I got some double sticky tape and would stick them up various places. I also discovered that the cards are the same size as a credit card, and so when I go buy gas at a gas station, since I always pay out at the pump with a card, after I pay, I slip in a business card into the credit card slot, so that the next person that uses it will see the love of Christ. Well, on the trail behind my house, I've been going for walks periodically, and I thought, oh, okay, I can stick these cards around various places. And I noticed that I've been doing this now for months, and I noticed that after a while, someone was taking them down, the cards. And I was using double sticky tape, which is about like a 32nd or a 16th of an inch thick, so the cards wouldn't be flush against the surface that I was adhering them to, so that it would be easy for someone to come along and just take them off and leave the foam tab stuck to the surface. So I got to thinking, I go, okay, well, maybe I can glue them on so that they're flush, and try that. So I got a can of spray adhesive from Amazon, actually made by Elbers. And I noticed in the last, since I started using that, whoever is taking these down is still taking them down and taking the time to rip them off, and with some difficulty too, because it's not nearly as easy. So now it's turned into a game. Individual or individuals unknown are taking the cards down, and I go back out on the trail and put it back up. And the last thought I was left with was, that's good, because every time they take it down, they have to read it, or at least be exposed to the letters. And that's just going to drive that message deeper into the heart of the person taking it down, which is what he or she needs. They need to know the message of the love of Christ, Jesus, our Lord, in this day and time. In fact, everyone needs to know that somehow. So that's where it stands now. And I went out last night for my walk, and I had been, yesterday was Friday. Monday or Tuesday, I'd gone for a walk on the trail and put up cards that had been taken down. And so last night, I went and noticed that, well, the cards have been ripped down again. So last night, I was, yesterday evening, what time was it? I don't remember. It was 5 or 6 o'clock. So now the same, whoever's doing it is taking him down, I'm putting him back up, and it's turned into a game. So as soon as I feel like it, I'll go for a walk. And for a while I wasn't walking on a trail because it was too crowded. That's one of my points, was that this year, because of COVID, it's turned into a really high use trail now, people going up to the Rattlesnake Lake on our bikes, and biking down the trail to wherever, and hikers and walkers, and it's just so I when I go for a walk, I don't want to be alone. But yesterday, because it was so smoky, no one else was out there, so I had it all to myself. So anyway, that's where we stand now. Someone's taking him down, I'm putting him back up, and we'll see. So, anyway, that is the end of this report.